In this lesson, we cover the heart of recording, determining times, placings and results, handling infraction reports, checking and documenting, medals, point scores, records, and other details. The principles of recording are the same regardless of whether meets are conducted with computer assistance or by a manual process. Timing can also be fully manual or automatic. The differences are simply how the results are conveyed to the recording room and how they are compiled and published. Manual methods require more vigorous checking processes to minimize human error. We will now step through the recording process at a meet with automatic timing. Actions of the referee, control room supervisor, AOE operator, recorder, computer operator, and technical manager are included. Where no control room supervisor has been appointed, the AOE operator will pick up those duties. After the conclusion of each heat, the control room supervisor will normally compare the AOE and SAT results and times for unacceptable variations. A SAT time should normally be no more than 0.3 seconds slower or faster than an AOE time. Larger variations may indicate equipment malfunction and are usually brought to the attention of the referee for their determination of the result. Where the AOE has malfunctioned, the SAT times will be inserted in the ranking of AOE times and signed by the referee on the slip. The control room supervisor will advise the computer operators of any change. Please note that the referee may delegate all or some of the process for the approval of times to the control room supervisor. Where there are no changes to the result, or after any have occurred, the AOE slips will be passed to the recorder. The referee will notify any disqualifications to the control room supervisor or, if not appointed, the chief recorder. The disqualification then appears on the AOE slip, on the scoreboard, and in the heat and event summaries. This ensures that the disqualification is transferred to the computer with the heat result. When using some electronic systems, the control room supervisor may be required to note the disqualification on the AOE slip by circling the lane number and noting it with a signature. Where practical, this may also be advised to the computer operator at the same time. The recorder is responsible for ensuring that any disqualification is shown in computer results and not the swimmer's times. Any changes to the results authorized by the referee appear in the computer results, and there are no unacceptable variations between the AOE and SAT which have not previously been brought to the attention of the referee. If any are found, then the recorder should bring any such variations to the attention of the referee. The recorder must also check the placings and times on the AOE slip against the computer printout to ensure there have been no data entry errors and that any referee's decision has been implemented. The recorder must advise the technical manager as soon as possible after equal placings for the last places in semi-finals or finals are determined so that a swim-off may be organised. Where the swimmers decide on a swim-off, the control room supervisor will advise the recorder of the lanes allocated to each swimmer and the point in the program at which the swim-off will take place. The recorder advises the computer operator, marshal, check starters, starter and announcer. In competitions where the result is permitted to be determined by draw, the referee will inform the control room supervisor of the result, who will then notify the recorder, who will ensure that the computer records and finalists' sheets are noted accordingly. After the heat results have been resolved and checked, a list of finalists and reserves will be prepared in accordance with the rules and a copy issued for public display. The time of posting the results shall be known on the copy on public display. Recorders must note the time of posting on all results posted on notice boards. The publicised time is required so that swimmers can retest a result within the required time frame of 30 minutes after the result has been made public, and withdraw from finals up to 30 minutes after the posting. The recorder then advises the computer operators of any withdrawals received within the allowed time, and the allocation of lanes in a final, where two or more swimmers have identical times, is determined by a draw. the Meet Manager program's functions will allocate the lanes. A complete set of finalists and heat results is then presented to the technical manager for the printing of the finals program. For finals and semi-finals, the same procedures for recording results is used as in the heats. At the conclusion of the meet, the recorder is responsible for the production, by the computer operator, of a complete set of results for distribution and later publication. This list is given to the technical manager and the meet management committee. We now move on to determining results. When a judging device is in use, such as AOE or SAT, the referee has the responsibility to determine the result of a race. When using finish judges, the referee shall determine placings in areas of dispute. The referee may delegate part of these duties to the control room supervisor or the chief recorder. There are many factors that must be considered depending on the type and quality of timing or judging equipment being used at the meet. We will walk through these now and then go into more detail on the next page. Firstly, how to determine the official times in each heat. Where electronic timing is used, the official times are used to determine results, and the recorder's role is to ensure that these times are correctly recorded. Where manual timing and finish judges are used, the recorders determine the official time for each swimmer and ensure that they are correctly recorded. Next, how to determine the relative order for the whole event. The recorders must determine the relative order of all swimmers in each event using the official times from all heats. The referee will need to be involved where there are equal places or a swim-off is required. In a multi-class event, the swimmers' placings are determined by comparing the official times achieved to the current world record for each swimmer's world para swimming classification and calculating the result as a percentage of that record. This percentage is then multiplied by 10 to give a number of points. The swimmers' placings are determined by comparing the amount of points they have been awarded. This calculation process can be performed using software or spreadsheets. For all other events, the method used to determine the order of finish is dealt with in the FINA or SAL rules. The placings are determined by the official times. The relative order of finish for a multi-heat event is determined by comparing official times from all heats. Equal official times are awarded equal places. When finish judges are required to be used, their placings, as approved by the referee, are official. The recorder is required to ensure the official times reflect the relative order of those placings. The listing of official places determines the medalists and other placings in a timed final event, or the swimmers eligible to proceed to a semi-final or final round. There are 5 scenarios as to how official times and placings are to be determined dependent on the equipment, personnel, and the type of meet. First, let's consider a meet where full electronic timing is in use. AOE is used as the primary system. SAT or high-speed video is used as the backup system. Backup times can be made official when a swimmer's time is not recorded by the AOE, or there is an obvious malfunction of the AOE, or primary and backup times are compared for any obvious discrepancies and the referee decides to use the backup time. A variance of 0.3 of a second or more should be reported to the referee for decision. Next, let's consider a meet where AOE is used as primary, but there is no electronic backup. Manual stopwatches are used instead. If a swimmer's time is not recorded by the AOE, or there is an obvious malfunction of the AOE, the times recorded by the digital stopwatches will be used to determine the official time. It is preferable that 3 timekeepers per lane are used. The recorder will compare the times recorded by the AOE and the stopwatches for any obvious discrepancies. Any discrepancy must be brought to the referee's attention for a decision. When considered necessary, the official manual watch time will be inserted. Now onto a meet where SAT is used by itself as the primary system, preferably with 3 timekeepers per lane, each operating a separate button. In this scenario, one timekeeper per lane should also use a manual digital stopwatch to record the time in case of a malfunction by the SAT. In this case, the manual stopwatch time would be used as the official time. The times recorded by the digital stopwatch for each race may be compared with the SAT times by the recorder for any obvious discrepancy. Any discrepancy noted must be brought to the referee's attention for a decision. Recorders should check the accuracy of this process, and any obvious errors must be brought to the attention of the referee. Now let's consider a manually timed meet, in this case using digital stopwatches operated by three timekeepers per lane. With three timekeepers per lane, finish judges are not required. The official lane time is the mid time of three watches with different times recorded, or the time of two or three watches that recorded the same time. In the case where only two timekeepers per lane are present, the average of the two times shall be the official time. Finish judges are required, and they will determine the placings. The referee must also determine placings when the finish judge's decision and digital and stopwatch times do not agree. The times will be adjusted by the recorders to agree with the placings approved by the referee. These adjusted times are the official times. The relative order of finish within a single heat or final where this method is used remains as determined by the finish judges, even though some official times may be equal before and after any averaging process to determine the official times. As with the previous scenarios, the relative order of finish for a multi-heat event is established by comparing all official times for all swimmers. This listing of official places will determine medalists and other placings in a timed final event, or which swimmers are eligible to proceed to a semi-final or final round as applicable. If the times recorded do not agree with the finish judge's placings, the chief recorder, on delegated authority from the referee, will have the recorders make an adjustment to the times. All the individual watch times on all the lanes involved are averaged and rounded up to the nearest 100th of a second. The calculated time is credited to all the swimmers involved in the adjustment. The finish judge's placings for the heat remain unchanged, even though official times on lanes have the same average time for each swimmer. Other than when finish judges are used, all swimmers who have recorded the same official time, to 100th of a second, shall be given equal placings. This is regardless of the timing method. In the event of equal placings in a final or timed final, the next place is not recorded for awards. For example, if two swimmers are placed equal second, then no third place is awarded, and the next place awarded is fourth. In a point score competition, each swimmer with equal placings receives equal points for that placing. The next one or more respective places are deleted accordingly. If a swimmer is disqualified from an event, then for that swimmer, no time is recorded, no place is listed, no medal awarded, no points are allocated, and no finalist ribbon is awarded. Please note, however, that where an infraction occurs in a relay after the first swimmer has finished their section, that swimmer may set a record in their section. At the conclusion of the meet, the control room supervisor or chief recorder is responsible for the production of a complete set of results by the computer operator for distribution and later publication. This list is given to the technical manager and the meet management committee. For local and other meets, results are uploaded to the national results database for the governing body to approve. Where a computer does not produce these lists, recorders must manually prepare them in a manner and format agreed before the commencement of the meet. Now let's detail the allocation of medals. When there are equal official times and placings, all swimmers who have the same official time to 1/100th of a second shall be accorded the same placing. Where the finish judges' placings result in average times, the swimmer with time A may receive a gold medal, while the swimmer with time B may receive a silver medal. Equal medals are awarded to all swimmers with equal placings, and the next place in order is not recorded for awards. This first example shows the case where the two second-place swimmers have equal times. Both are awarded a silver medal. There is no third-place swimmer or bronze medal awarded. In this second example, two first-place swimmers have equal times. The next two swimmers also share equal times. There are two gold medals awarded, no second-place swimmer or silver medal awarded, and then two third-place swimmers and bronze medals awarded. Visitors may be permitted to enter at some age or restricted championships. Meet conditions may provide that only two visitors are permitted to contest the final, unless there are insufficient local swimmers to fill all the lanes. Visitor medals are awarded at these events. The first three place getters and the first three local swimmers, even if they are not amongst the first three place getters, receive medals. A visitor who is not placed first, second, or third will not receive a medal. In this first example, visitors have the fastest time and third fastest time. In first place is a visitor who is awarded the gold visitor medal. The second placed swimmer is local and awarded the gold local medal. The third-placed swimmer is a visitor who is awarded the bronze visitor medal. The fourth-placed swimmer is a local and awarded the silver local medal. The fifth-placed swimmer is local and awarded the bronze local medal. In this second example, a visitor has an equal fastest time with a local winner, and a visitor is third fastest. The first-placed local swimmer is awarded the gold local medal. The equal first-place swimmer is awarded the gold visitor medal. Because there is an equal time for first place, no second placing is awarded. The third-placed swimmer is a visitor and awarded the bronze visitor medal. The fourth-place swimmer is local and awarded the silver local medal, since they were only beaten by one local swimmer. The fifth-placed swimmer is local and awarded the bronze local medal. In this final example, one of the two visitors records the third fastest time. The first place swimmers are each awarded the gold local medal because they have equal times. No second placing is awarded. The third place swimmer is a visitor and is awarded the bronze visitor medal. The fourth place swimmer is a visitor and is not awarded a medal. The fifth placed swimmer is local and awarded the bronze local medal. Before we finalise our medal allocation discussion, note that the above scenarios do not occur in all meets with visitors. At unrestricted open championships, there are no restrictions on the number of visitors who can compete in a final. At these championships, all swimmers have equal status as to receiving medals, and there is no need for visitor medals. Moving on, let's now cover point score calculations. Point scores may be restricted to local swimmers or open to all clubs, depending on the meet conditions and rules. At unrestricted open championship meets, points are awarded to all local and visiting club swimmers in order of placing, subject to the number of lanes contested in the finals or timed final events. For restricted age championships, visiting swimmers are required to be ignored when allocating points. Where a swimmer or team is disqualified or does not achieve the qualifying time, points are not awarded. Where two or more individual swimmers or relay teams are accorded the same placing, the appropriate points for that placing are allocated to all those swimmers or relay teams with the same placing, and the next one or more respective numerical placings are deleted accordingly. And finally, records. Subject to the prerequisite conditions, an official AOE time is valid for all records including World, Commonwealth, Australian, etc. If the AOE fails on a lane, an official SAT time can be recognised for these records, provided the equipment has been operated by three timekeepers on the particular lane and three times have been recorded in the system and on the printout of the result. Each promoting body will have specific conditions for times to be eligible for a record. As a recorder, all results should be checked against existing records. This includes verification of the FINA swimsuit approval number. You should ensure that paperwork is prepared, signed by all relevant persons and in order for the referee to review and sign. You must then ensure that the information is passed to the records officer or designated person. Well done. That completes Lesson 3. We have covered the recording process involving all members of the control room team and the referee. Next, we spoke about determining results, including using different timing systems, multi-class events, dealing with equal times, disqualifications, and many other details. Medal allocation was covered, including the complexities of visitors. Finally, we discussed point scores and records. As you have discovered, there is an enormous amount of detail. We highly recommend that you review the training notes that accompany this course. We have now completed the full course syllabus. In the next and final lesson, we explain how to interpret AOE and SAT timing system slips. As a recorder, you must know how to do this. To provide maximum value, we wrap the content into a practical example of being a results auditor at a local meet. And yes, at long last, you will learn how to spot soft touches, ghost knocks, and distracted timekeepers. See you again soon.